The Too Rich to Miss Podcast. Becoming. Evolving. Changing. Let's go. Welcome to the Too Rich to Miss Podcast, a place dedicated to motivate, educate, and inspire the listener to live their best life now using the skills that lie within. Becoming a better person by evolving our way of thinking, which allows us to change our life, family, and community. Let's get into today's topics. Welcome to the Too Rich to Miss Podcast. I am your host, Richard Hawks, and we are coming to you live today from the booth, and we are recording episode 17. Episode 17 is going to be aptly called "This Is My Why: Change Is Necessary." This is my why: change is necessary. And we're coming to you live from the booth today for YouTube. So for those of you that are watching me on YouTube, thank you so much for watching me on YouTube. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Be sure to hit the thumbs up button and be sure to hit the notification bell, obviously, so that you can get notifications when we come out and we post these videos up, and when we post some other things up as well, because there's been some updates with the gun debate as well. We're going to go through and talk about that. They're pressing on down the road in the midst of that. And once again, if you follow other gun channels, then you're already up on that on that information. So that'll be something that I'll just kind of touch on real brief in the midst of all of this. So for those of you on YouTube, if you see me kind of looking down this way or down this way, down this way is actually my notes. Down this way is actually my other monitor for my recording. So if I'm looking this way, this is checking the recording to make sure all the levels are good. If I'm looking this way, this is notes. And then obviously you guys are right here. And we're also coming to you live from the booth today because this episode is sponsored by yours truly and sponsored by Richard Hawks VoiceOver, www.richardhawks2.com for all of your voiceover needs. I got some more updated a narration sample on ACX. I'm going to get back and start doing some things on ACX again, and I get some things rolling over there. And I'm also going to be putting out some more promo samples as well, and I'll be putting together a promo sample demo. I'm looking for some people that I'm going to be doing. I have someone that I want to do some coaching with. It's just really a matter of me getting the finances together and just paying them, to be quite honest with you. It's real out here in the battlefield. Once the funds and everything come together, and then that's what happened with that. So out here marketing to get more work, and obviously talking about my voiceover services for that fact. Because right now I'm doing the next sample that's going to be coming out right about along the same time as this episode will be coming out, is I'm doing a new sample of a service that I'm doing for realtors that'll be real good for them. And I'm going to just do some videos about it. And pretty much it is the video, and it's a video of pictures of their home and of their listings, but just with my nice voice behind it, kind of narrating and giving it that little extra pump and flair. It just gives that listing that extra pump and flair, especially around here when you have that higher end real estate, you know, when the more bigger communities, and I mean, we got mansions and all type of stuff out here. So in gated communities with their own police, literally. You know, yeah, we got communities out here with literally with their own police, you know, And I often wonder, why is it that we as a black community can't have our own gated community with our own police? But we'll talk about that on another episode and on another topic. So this episode is sponsored by yours truly, Richard Hawks, www.richardhawks2.com for all of your voiceover needs. And we're going to be doing one special that I was going to actually tell you about. I got sidetracked talking about this other thing that we're doing for realtors. The service that we're doing for realtors is a voiceover for their listing with their video for with their video and pictures of the property and my voiceover. And we're talking about like 60 seconds. So no, in that 45 to 60 seconds, you know, with the details of the listing and with pictures that they have or video that that they have. And we're only talking about, for something like this, 60 seconds out the door, $150. That's full commercial rights, full broadcast rights and everything involved. And I do the full voiceover, the production, royalty free music, the whole nine yards. Nice fully produced clip. So we got a sample of that that's going to be coming out right at about the same time as this episode comes out. So now, but going into what we're going to be talking about today, also one other thing, as usual, make sure that you click on the link in the description, in the show notes, and in the description below for YouTube, for QuickBooks. QuickBooks is still running the sale. When you click on my link, you get 50% off of the service fees for the first 6 months. So it's a good deal. The service works really well. We are in the middle of tax time right now. So if you're like me and you got meetings with, you know, with CPAs and such, or with a CPA, not CPAs, you know, CPA, when you got meetings with, you know, with your people, it's always good to be able to have a tool that you can use, that you can go in, pull your reports from all of your accounts, have everything broken down and categorized how you want it and how you need it. You dump it all into Excel and shoot it off to who it needs to be shot off to. And, you know, and things work a lot easier when you have things in order. And QuickBooks has been a big help for me over the years, and it can definitely be a big help for you as well. So be sure to click on the link in the description below, or for those of you listening on the podcast, make sure you click on the link in the show notes. Now, so let's get into today's episode. This is what we're going to be talking about. Change is necessary. This is my why. I was thinking about this for a moment, and I was thinking about why am I doing this podcast? Why am I doing this podcast? So when I thought about it for a moment, and yes, I want to, as my intro says, becoming, evolving, changing, right? We always want to be becoming better through evolving our thought process so that we can change our life, ourself, and change our community, right? So as I thought about that, the one thing that comes to mind is that change is necessary in order for you to become better or evolve or do anything. Change is necessary. So when I thought about my why, I said, well, why am I doing this? I said, well, you know, I realized that there's a segment of people that I'll dig into here in a moment. There's a segment of people that realize that change, that they can change, and they're going down that road to change, but they just kind of need a little boost along the way. You know what I mean? And they need a little motivation from time to time, or they need to know, or they feel like something different can be done or something different can happen. And they just don't know that. They just don't know which way to go. And that's one of the things that I'm going to be offering here on this podcast, is a different perspective and a different way to think about things. And that's through me realizing that I've been blessed to be around a lot of highly intelligent people, and I've been blessed to be a highly intelligent person. So, you know, I mean, I feel like there's, information that I can offer that can be and will be of value to a small population of people who may be thinking the way I think, or who may be trying to just get out of a rut, or I may be that person to spark that idea in that person's head that they may be thinking about and maybe never thought about deeper. Homeschooling, for example. If you've never thought about homeschooling, I test the mic. If you've never thought about homeschooling or the benefits of homeschooling, the more you listen to this podcast, you're going to hear us talk about homeschooling a whole lot more. When I get my wife back in here, we'll see her on another camera on one of these other episodes in the future that's going to be coming out. We're going to be talking about homeschool, the more the benefits of homeschooling, why you should homeschooling. If you do have to be in the public school, she's got a whole list of things that you can do that talks about how to deal with the public school system. If that's an area that you do have to deal with, because there's a way to deal with them as well. And I mean, just because we're in the system doesn't mean that we can't be effective and efficient while we're in the system, get out of the system what's necessary, and then move on. That's why I say change is necessary. But all in the same token, change is also hard, and everyone isn't willing to change, which leads us into getting into the different groups and segments of people that I look at. And when I think about as far as my audience and the audience that I'm trying to reach, you know, and the audience that I want to reach, I want to reach a set of intelligent people like myself who are looking for that extra bit of real information and some real solid, honest, genuine information. We are in a world right now filled with a lot of people trying to be some and do some that they're not, and trying to portray something that they're not, and pretend that they're something that they're not. And in the midst of a world filled with fake, I want to be always classified and leaned in that area of people that can always be on the record as speaking something real. That's where I kind of want to go with that. And in the midst of talking and speaking something real, I want to be one of the voices that speak to real people and that other real people listen to and that other real people want to feel. And when I say real, I'm not talking about real from a hard perspective. I'm talking about real from the perspective of getting out here, getting it in this world, taking care of yourself, your family, and your people that you're responsible for, and getting this paper. It's not easy. It's possible. Yeah. You can get out here and get it. You can get out here and get it, be successful and be happy. And you don't have to get out here and get it the way everybody else is getting it. Your path is your path. Your path is your path, right? So walk down. I'm here. This podcast is all about helping you and telling you to walk down the road that you are supposed to walk down. If you taking care of your people and you're doing it honorably, I mean, hey, get out there and keep doing your thing and get that paper. I'm that person that's out here to tell you that it's a lot of real good legal money making things floating around out here that can be done from a business standpoint. It's a lot of legal money out here now. I mean, people do what they got to do, but I'm just saying, in the midst of what I've seen and what I'm looking at over here, it's a whole lot of legit money over here that a lot of us, there's some people over there really getting it in. You feel me? Legitly, straight up legit bread. And I'm one of them. I'm that one who's going to be over here trying to sound the alarm to say, hey, it's legit money over here. It's money over here, on this side of this online thing. It's straight money over here. Yeah, it's a lot of people out here scamming and doing a whole lot of nonsense, but it's actually some legit business out here. It's legit things that you can really do out here online. you know, from a money making standpoint, you know, voiceover is just one of the things that I choose to do with mine, in addition to some other things. I mean, we sell stuff online as well. You know, got a wonderful little business side doing that. And so in the midst of it all, you know, everything that's happening, encounters and constitutes and requires a change, right? Everything constitutes and requires a change of some sort. So in the midst of a change, why are we talking about change, and why are you saying this is my why and all of that? Okay, right. Well, I say all that to say that the people that I'm talking to and the people that's going to listen to me consistently are going to be people that's on this road to go somewhere, and that's going to be trying to go somewhere and want to hear somebody say, yeah, you can get there and do that different. Here's what's going on. Here's what you could do. Think about this. It's just like when I'm talking about people and change, right? Think about this. Just think about this for a moment. And this is kind of how I think about, this is one way, one of many ways that I think about people. Some people, right, don't realize that a change is available to them for whatever the reason may be, right? And when I say some people don't realize that a change is available, some people have a lot, have so much going on in their lives. They are so into, there's so much into just making sure that they survive day to day, that there's really not a whole lot of room to be thinking about something from anywhere else, because there's so much going on that they have to get done on a day to day basis, right? So you got, and so that just as one example, they just have a lot going on, so they might not be thinking about change. They may want change, but every day they got to sit here and think about going to get it, right? There's a certain amount of people that fall into those type of categories, and then there's other people that fall in other categories, right? Now here's another thing that I'm thinking about. There's another set of people. Now, some people, think about this, and this is not all people. This is just a little, you know, just being not putting anybody, not trying to discredit anyone or anything like that. This is just subset of people, right? And just a little, you know, a generalization that we're talking about, right? Not to quote unquote offend anybody, you know. So, but anyway, some people realize change is available, but make conscious decisions to not change, fearing the unknown. Now, what are we talking about? Fearing the unknown. Some people are so comfortable in what's going on that they don't want to change because they don't know what is going to be on the other side of change, even though the change that's behind, the change that they're afraid to go into, could be the change that takes them to the greatest place in their life, right? So, I mean, from the outside looking in, we can all say somewhere that we've seen someone that may or may not be doing what we think they should or should not be doing, or we all can look at someone else, right? But the question always remains, are we able, as we are pointing our one finger out, are we really able to take an honest look at the three fingers pointing back at us, right? Because, you know, like when you point like this, you got one finger going out, but you got three that's pointing actually back at you. You know what I'm saying? So are we able to take a three times harder look back at ourselves as we are looking out at pointing our finger at this other, at other people as we're doing that? You know what I'm saying? And it's something to think about. And obviously, it's not something that we all think about at all times. But fearing the unknown, right? Some people honestly are not going to change because they feel like they really don't know what's going to be happening in a different environment. They could have, for example, you might have someone that has a great job that's able to relocate, for example, or let's even take it a step up. Let's say you got someone that has a business that's an online business that's going really well. You know, everything's floating good. They aren't, their business is to the point where they don't have to be stuck in one place, but they don't want to move and try to even see or explore any other places because, let's just say, they're afraid to fly. You know, it's a lot of people afraid to fly. Let's just use that as a random example. Let's say someone's afraid to fly. We know that there's only but so many places you can get to on a boat, bus, or car, or train, which is fine. You know, but you're limiting yourself. And if you're trying to get someone to expand their horizons and go visit some of these beautiful places that are outside of the country, they're not going to go because it's on a plane, right? You know, so you have someone that is limiting their self in our simple example right now of travel simply due to the fact of them not being willing to jump on a simple mode of transportation to take advantage of going to see other things. You know, once again, this is just using a random example. And the whole point of this is for you to apply this to yourself and to think about yourself in the midst of all of these things. You know, because we'd never want to be that person. As we look at ourselves, because that's really what this is all about. As we look at ourselves, we don't want to be that person that looks at ourselves and be that person that has the ability to do great things, but don't do great things because we're afraid of, we have a fear of the change of what's going to be different because it's different than what we've experienced or because it's something that we're not familiar with. Come on, we got to do a little bit better than that. You know what I'm saying? So now, and pressing on, next thing that we would, that I'd like to put out here, is there's another subset of people, right? Then we get to where there's people who realize change is available, right? Is willing to make the change, right? They're willing to do the quote unquote work that you hear people talking about, which is basically is the whole process of the change itself. You know, when they say the work, it's just the stuff that you got to do. And it's called work because it's different than what we've done. And, that's what kind of makes, but a lot of people aren't willing to do it, but some people are willing to make the change, right? Now, sometimes in the midst of making a change, they may be unaware of all of the steps needed to take that is needed, all of the steps needed to take for the change, but they press forward anyway. And these are the people that I will usually connect with the most. And this podcast will connect with the most, and that I'm seeking to connect with the most. There's people out here that is going anyway. It doesn't matter what's happening. They're going anyway. That's where they're, that's what they're focused on. That's what it is. They're going. And in the midst of these people going, I'm that person that tells that person that's out there going to you out there going, keep going to get it. You will get to where you're trying to go. You out there will get to the place you're trying to go to, right? Not knowing or what you don't know, learn as you go, but just keep moving. Keep pressing forward. No matter, especially if you're, like I was saying in one of the previous episodes, if you're laboring under correct knowledge, if you're laboring under correct knowledge, which I just say you're in luck. If you're laboring under correct knowledge, keep moving, right? Yeah, you're going to be tired. Yeah, it's a pain. No, the people who you think should support you are not going to support you until after you done actually done all of the work. And then once it starts to pay off, you know, they'll come back later on to see you being successful and say how wonderful you are and all of this, right? But that, but, you know, just grin and bear it along the way, right? But in the midst of it all, at this particular moment, to those particular people, to that particular person in that situation right now, laboring under correct knowledge, knowing that you're going in the right direction that you should be going in, I say, make sure that you do what you need to do to keep going, right? And of course, we're talking about in the most positive, effective, efficient ways of going, right? And Who knows out there that's watching me on YouTube that I got a lot to do in post-production, because I done hit this mic about 3 or 4 times. Now, but in the midst of it all, keep going, right? Because it's important. And it's important to the benefit of you and to the benefit of the person looking at this video, the benefit of the person that's listening to this podcast. And no matter which way you're listening to it or where you're checking it out from, we will be back on Apple here. And as soon as I see why exactly the feed is not updating in Apple. So to all of my Apple listeners that are catching me now late, I appreciate it. And thank you for your patience. And yes, just something else. So you'll be you'll definitely I'll be hearing this on Apple again. Hopefully we'll be back on Apple as this post. So, but anyway, change is very important. And for those of us that are willing to change, I just want to be the one to encourage you to keep on going and continue on with your change, especially once you're laboring under correct knowledge. Now, the whole point of laboring under correct knowledge is making sure that you're doing the right thing to go where you're trying to go. Life is short. Time is short. We don't have too much time. I mean, we have 24 hours in a day, right? What we do, and it's up to us to be as effective and efficient with that 24 hours as we can, right? So in the midst of all of that, I said that to say time is precious, and we need to make sure that we are doing with our time the most effective and efficient things, not only for us, but for our families and for our communities, right? So I say all that to say change is necessary. Change so that you can be the person that you want to be. You, even if the person that you want to be is nobody in your family. If no one in your family, for example, if no one in your family before you is going to college and got a career, then go to college and have a career and be the example. Be the example that you seek. Be the example that you seek, right? As opposed to trying to look out for something else to mimic, you be the example and watch everybody mimic you. Because right now, in this year and age that this is recorded in 2010, right? So in this day and age, social media is huge, right? And hopefully in the future, social media may not be as huge and as influential as it is right now. But a lot of the people that are out here on social media they're putting on an image because that's what they feel is necessary to generate their revenue, as opposed to just displaying a true image of themselves and just making it do what it do. But you know, everybody has their reasons for doing the things that they do. But in the midst of this online thing, in the midst of all of this fakeness out here, you know, it's refreshing to run into things that are real and people that are genuine and people that genuinely want to see you win. And I want to genuinely see you win. And I understand that it's hard. And in the midst of the difficulties, I just want to be the one to tell you that it's worth it. You know, it's worth it on the other side, you know, and here's the intriguing part. Some of you are more successful now than you think. There's a lot of you that are living great, great lives. And a lot of times, a lot of us, me included, will not take the time to smell the roses to enjoy where we are on the way to where we're going. You know, a lot of us are doing really well and have really great families and really great children and all of these other wonderful things going on. And we may not be truly appreciative of all of the positive things that we do have going on, because if you're anything like me, you got your eyes on the prize and you're focused on the next thing. So while you're focused on the next thing, take a moment to enjoy where you're at and enjoy the benefits of the change and the work that you're putting in, right? So why should you change? I got three things. And of course, there's a ton of reasons why you should change, right? And these three things are are just some things to kind of spark your thinking, right? And okay, that's what this is all about. I want you to think, and I want you to be different. I want you to think differently. I want you to be better, right? So now, why should you change? One, improve your ability to generate revenue. Improve your ability to generate revenue. A good reason to change, and for those of us that are in business know all too well, a wonderful reason to change is to change the strategy of your business so that you can generate revenue, to change the marketing strategy to get more exposure so that people can know about your service so that people can actually use you, right? Now, which is the whole point of sponsoring these podcasts and talking about the things that we talk about, you know, it's marketing, right? So improve your ability to generate revenue. Two, improve your mental health through various available opportunities online, etc. Improve your mental health. If our mind isn't right and our mind isn't clear, then anything else we try to do is not going to be clear. And any decision that we make is not going to be clear. And any unclear decision that's made usually is a bad one, or usually has some bad consequences. And or at the very least, it may not be as effective as it would have been had our thoughts and our minds been clear, right? So improving your mental health is just the epitome of an untold secret to success. Because let's keep it real. Who wants to be the extremely successful person financially that has to turn around and spend all of that money right back on some type of mental illness or over some type of mistake that was made as a result of mental illness that could have been treated or that we could have prevented, right? And we're not talking about things that we don't have control over or extreme situations or anything like that. I'm just talking about the things that we know that we can prevent. And I mean, let's put some common sense in effect here. And we're not talking about nothing extreme. We're talking about the things that we can do that we can prevent. You know, what are we doing to prevent? What are we doing as far as preventive maintenance for ourselves? What are we doing to help ourselves, right? So that we can be the best version of ourselves to be able to do the best things that we can and should be doing. Now, third, improve your overall health, which that leads into the last one. Not only improve your mental health, improve your physical health, because it takes stamina to do whatever it is that we're trying to do. We need to be able to get out here and go get it. And in order for us to get out here and go get it, we got to be healthy. And after we finish going to get it, we got to be healthy enough to enjoy what we got, right or wrong. Improve your overall health. Your health is your wealth. The best thing in the world, after you done generated all the money that you're trying to generate, after you done got all the things that you're trying to get or that you've gotten, is to be healthy enough to be able to enjoy the fruits of your labor. That's what we're talking about. Change so that you can be the best version of you, so that you can not only just generate a lot, but be able to enjoy all the things you generated. How's that for a thought, right? So, in the midst of it all, I want to say to you, change is necessary. And I will see you next week on the Too Rich to Miss podcast. And I will see you, YouTube. I will see you a little bit sooner than next week, because we're going to do a brief update on the gun thing here in just a second. But we're Too Rich to Miss podcast. We will check up on you. See you next week. Peace.
The Too Rich to Miss podcast.